Civil War. Like many other aristocratic families, the Carews declared for King Charles I. The Civil War led to a siege of the castle for a month in 1645 by forces loyal to Parliament and Oliver Cromwell. The war started up again a couple of years later, and once more Carew declared for the king. This time the siege of the castle was much shorter before the parliamentarians, or roundheads, took possession. After the Civil War, Cromwell decreed that all castles, forts and large houses which had supported the king should be slighted, that is to say damaged in such a way that they could never again be used against government forces. The South Wall. On this side of the castle there are remains of a couple of towers, and this wing also originally housed all the important places of work for the servants: large kitchens, wash houses, brewery house, and servants' quarters. When Cromwell's roundheads entered, they packed the ovens in these kitchens with gunpowder, laid long fuses, and lit them. The result was almost total demolition of the south wing and a great hole in an important part of the castle. The present wall was restored in Victorian times, and you will note that it is very different from the medieval style of building.